You're listening to SBS News.
No four shots! No four shots!
Thanks to a global pandemic, the anti-vaccination voices have seemed louder than ever. The anti-vax movement has incensed authorities around the world. Now YouTube, the world's largest video hosting site, has had enough. It's extended its ban on COVID vaccine misinformation to now block all anti-vaccine content. Among the false claims the platform says it will remove are allegations vaccines do not reduce transmission of a disease, that they're dangerous and cause chronic harm, that they're linked with autism and cancer, and contain substances that track people. But the American tech giant is only taking action now against a movement that's been flourishing online for decades. Axel Bruns is a professor at the Queensland University of Technology's Digital Media Research Centre.
It is a move in the right direction. There certainly is a lot of anti-vaccination content circulating via YouTube and via a number of other platforms. It will certainly still have an effect in terms of limiting the dissemination of problematic content. But yes, it could have been made months ago.
Dr. Naomi Smith from the Federation University says the tech sector has in past been reluctant to take quick action.
It's a very Silicon Valley attitude that they don't want to police free speech on their platforms. They don't really see that or haven't really seen that as part of their remit up until quite recently. So in some ways, this is a little bit like shutting the door after the horse has gotten out of the barn.
Overnight, the YouTube channels of prominent American vaccine skeptics were taken down. Among them was the nephew of the late President John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Here he is speaking in 2017.
But the science does matter, and we ought to be reading the science, and we ought to be debating the science.
He and other anti-vax figures like rogue American doctor Joseph McCullough have decried this move and urged their audiences to follow them on alternative platforms. Mr. Kennedy Jr. has issued a statement saying, "There is no instance in history when censorship and secrecy have advanced either democracy or public health." Professor Bruns says this YouTube ban will deny the anti-vaccine following a greater audience.
Conspiracy theorists themselves will still find it, but ordinary users will find it much harder to be exposed to this kind of content. So that does make a real difference, and it protects the general public.
Dr. Smith says this movement has been extremely persistent in spreading its messaging. She warns it's unlikely to make a serious dent against Australia's hardline anti-vaccination following.
The anti-vaccination community in Australia is already in the same alternative spaces that American anti-vaccination people are in. So in some ways, it won't have much of an impact at all because they're already integrated into these other global spaces where anti-vaccination discourse lives, if that makes sense.
The best way to pull people out of these movements, she says, is having personal conversations with people they trust.
I think those very patient and sometimes long conversations can make real difference because it's coming from someone they trust, someone they believe, and someone who is personally invested in them.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.